Storytelling is the most important thing that humans do, and that we shouldn't turn it over to corporations and bean counters. None of that. It's like a very sacred thing.
Joseph Matheny is here. A few years ago, he wrote Ong's Hat, a story about a New Jersey ghost town, renegade scientists, and interdimensional portals, standard sci-fi setup. But he didn't release it as a book. He built it as a transmedia experience, an interactive story that unfolds in the real world. But the story was so immersive, people showed up at his door demanding directions to portals. He tells the type of stories that make people question reality, and he does it so well that Navy intelligence wanted to know how he managed to hack the human belief system. But if you know what to look for, you'll see these techniques being used all around you and being used on you, and not always with good intentions.
I'm hanging out with method actors, and these are all people much older than me. I can make art that gets to a lot of people, and I don't have to go through, any corporate anything. The dot-com thing happened. A lot of the people that worked at Apple and ended up working other places, we all came from Santa Cruz. I've got this weekend at Esalen that I booked, and I wanted to.
Esalen is this hippie retreat. All the Project Stargate guys are going put off there.
Oh yeah, everybody's there. Everybody, the home base.
Yeah.
for all the weird stuff. I never LARPed, but I observed it, and I had friends that LARPed, and so I would read the books of like, this is theater of a sort, and I can do something with this. So that's how it fit together. It's like you were hanging out with Robert Downtown Wilson for a weekend. There was this game going on, which they knew about, because we told them in the beginning, you're playing it now. You were playing it before you walked in here. You'll be playing it when you leave. And I had this little chit that I handed him, and it said, you've just been assassinated.
You're game running.
Illuminatus.
That's right.
Yeah. You never know who's on what side, because they're on all sides.
That's right.
I had a vision, a book that would become much more than a book.
You're basically training a model on the weird stuff.
Exactly. So, like, I would get an answer, and I would tag it in XML. Good answer. Bad answer.
This is exactly how it works now.
Yeah.
This is training an AI exactly this way. It's just automated.
You could craft a pretty cool sentence. Like, it felt like he was talking to me. This place in New Jersey, something that happened with Fort Dix. There was like a nuclear bomb that was lost. And so they've got their own versions of the story. I've got my own version of the story. It started working its way out from the internet as a rumor and a myth on the internet to a myth and a rumor in real life.
Why did you end up on our Bell show?
Part of the game was I paid for a legitimate press release. I basically said that there was a group that was starting to examine the veracity of these documents that had been left behind by a group of people that went to another dimension in the Pine Barrens of New Jersey. That thing hit the wire, and man, my phone lit up. If I had to do it over again, I probably wouldn't do that.
And what's the framework of OM?
So the framework of OM is you come up with stories that were so unbelievable. You would lay the blame of weird things at the feet of the Illuminati.
This is creating conspiracies.
They were creating conspiracies. When that dude showed up at Comet Ping Pong Pizza with a rifle, I was like, okay, this is starting to go too far.
Yeah. How can we let people listening, how can we arm them with the knowledge to spot a dark ARG? Just, or the manipulation?
Use your intuition. Use your gut feeling. And I know that sounds, like woo-woo, but if you look at something and it doesn't feel right, it might not be right. It probably isn't right.